LAW Sports Game of the Week pregame show. Still coming up, we will break down all the area games, take an inside look at both Bath and Harbor Beach, and even an exclusive sit-down interview with Coach Troy Schelke. Your home for high school football is the WLAW Sports Network.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, Scott Provost here with the Moore Auto Group. Moore Motor Sales in Carroll and Moore Shoreline in Sebring. I'm proud to be a member of the Thumbs winning auto sales team, where I can put more than 20 years of experience to work getting you the best deal on the Thumb. See me at Moore Motor Sales in Carroll for Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, or at Moore Shoreline in Sebring for your Chevrolet and Buick needs. I'll meet you at either location. Come see me, Scott Provost, and let's make a deal.
Saginaw Valley State University, where personal attention and outstanding opportunities produce impressive results.
I'm James Pelega from Port Austin, and I'm a 2012 graduate of SVSU. What I liked best about Saginaw Valley was the small class sizes. We really got a lot of one-on-one attention with our faculty, and personally, I was able to get involved with a lot of research because of that. Really, everything I've been involved with here at SVSU has helped me grow both as a student, a leader, and as a person. It really helped make me a competitive applicant for medical school because I had a lot of well-rounded experiences. I'd say it's really great that we have a university of this caliber, this close as it is to the Thumb. I know a lot of people that are from that area. You know, you like to go home on the weekends. You like to still see people that you went to school with. And SVSU really does a good job of allowing you to do that while still providing you with a top-notch educational experience.
For more information on Saginaw Valley State University, including more stories from students and alumni, visit iam.svsu.edu.
Hydration isn't something athletes do just during a practice or game. Good hydration takes place before practices and games as well. You can learn more about good hydration and heat acclimation by visiting the MHSAA website, clicking on Education, and checking out the various resources, including a free online course offered by the National Federation. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
You're listening to the WLAW Sports Game of the Week, Bath at Harbor Beach. And right now, let's join Clark Ramsey, who is with Pirate head coach Troy Schelke. Clark?
We're joined now by the head coach of the Harbor Beach Pirates in his 17th season as the head coach for the Pirates, Troy Schelke. Thanks for sitting down with us.
Thank you very much, Clark.
We're approaching week number two of the postseason. We're taking on a Bath Fighting Bees football team. First time in their playoffs since in about 15, 18 years. What's your thoughts coming into this week?
Yeah, hopefully our playoff experience will help us on Friday night. That'll be interesting to see if it actually does. But watching them on tape, they're a very solid team. Have an outstanding quarterback that can run and throw, and then a big fullback and some running backs, and they're pretty big up front. So I think it'll be a good challenge.
You invited me to attend practice this week, and what I noticed was that the team was fired up, which is something, after winning a state championship, could be tough to get up for these kids. Do you feel that the team is ready and firing at all cylinders, or?
Yeah, I think a couple things have combined to really get us going at this point. Number one was that close game with USA. You know, getting down to USA, getting down to them 14-0 early in that game, coming back, it was really a huge contrast with our emotion. Once we started getting emotionally invested in that game, we were really good. I think now a little bit, after having won the state championship, subtly the regular season loses a little importance, and that's sad to me. But once the playoffs started, our guys seem like they've really picked it up, and us in practice, the enthusiasm and the energy that they have. So hopefully we can take that into the game Friday night.
Bath, as we saw on WLW Sports last week against Lakers, has a very strong fullback. How do you manage to suppress him and not cause any damage? That was really what killed Lakers last week.
Yeah, I think he had, you know, 20-some carries for 140 yards, and so our guys on the inside have to be really physical up front to begin with the guys blocking them, and then really physical with that big fullback. He's a load, and we've been working all week to try to contain him, and it'll be interesting to see if we can do that.
Now, you should be pretty close back to 100% as far as health-wise goes. Jacob Shoemaker, he's back, correct?
Yeah, Jake Shoemaker is back, started practicing Tuesday night, and looks extremely healthy, so that's a great thing. He's worked hard to get back, and having him is just another good player to throw into the mix, so we're real excited about that.
And as much detail as you're willing to give away, what's your game plan against Bath?
Yeah, and you know, our game plan from week to week changes a little bit, but a lot of it's the same too. You know, we want to be able to throw a few different formations at them. We need to be able to run the ball, especially if the weather's not so good, and then want to mix in the pass. I think watching that Laker tape, I think we have to be able to fake really well and execute really well. Lakers had some success with misdirection, so we need to make sure our misdirection plays are very sound, and then we have to be tough up front. Huge improvement I think we've made the last couple weeks is our offensive line execution, and we're going to need that Friday night.
Now, we talked about how the winning the state championship last year may have hindered your regular season, but now do you feel that that has helped this year as far as the mentality and all the players are in the right mindset and understand the work that needs to go in to make another run this year?
Yeah, we had a good regular season down, and I think our emotions were up and down. I think it was tough to stay emotionally up, and that's tough. That's tough on the coaches. You know, we're old school, and the regular season's just as important as anything. So I think nowadays the focus is on the playoffs, and certainly after last year, I think our players' focus is on the playoffs. So, you know, I'm sensing that we're real focused, and they know how precious this is and how fleeting it is, and I think they really want to take advantage of it again.
Division 8 last year, Division 7 this year. Are you seeing a difference? Well, Oakland Christian last week may have been a bad example, but last year at this time you have been taking on New Lothrop, what was considered to be a very large game, but you just came out of the gates just running and really pounded them into the ground before they could even imagine. Do you feel that you have the same capabilities in Division 7? Is the competition that much different looking forward from here?
Yeah, competition was great last year in the playoffs. We played some traditional powerhouses, and it's going to be again, I think, starting this week. So we're really fired up. We like to play different teams. So part of our mentality was we would have liked to defend it in Division 8, but now in Division 7 we get some completely different teams, and I think our coaching staff likes that, and our players look forward to that too.
Best of luck to you tonight.
Thank you very much.
Mark your calendars and save the date. The Harbor Beach Game Show Series is only 7 months away. Be sure to write down Saturday, May 10th at 7 p.m. for the Harbor Beach Game Show Series Season 4 premiere. We've played Pyramid, Win It in a Minute, Family Feud, and Card Sharks. But now it's time to introduce to our lineup, Wheel of Fortune. That's right, Card Sharks and Wheel of Fortune at this year's Harbor Beach Game Show Series. Saturday, May 10th at 7 p.m. Mark your calendars. This one you don't want to miss. That's Saturday, May 10th at 7 p.m. The Harbor Beach Game Show Series.
Another lazy Sunday. Doesn't get much better than this.
Man, it's freezing out there. Whew, it took all day, but I finally have all my holiday shopping done.
Is that where you were? You missed a great game.
Wait, have you been here all day?
Uh-huh.
But you said you were going to get your shopping done on your day off.
Actually, I was shopping this afternoon.
Wait, what? Where? Huh?
I was right here watching the game, shopping online. Thanks to Thumb Cellular's Everything Plan, I was able to call, text, and email my family, find out what they wanted, and order it all from right here on the couch using my Thumb Cellular smartphone. Looks like you wasted a whole day for nothing.
Thumb Cellular presents the Everything Plan. Unlimited calling, unlimited texting, unlimited 3G internet nationwide. And now through Christmas, get a